You worried about what you see the Russia bombing the Ukraine and how they have influenced those folks in Sudan to have no heart. They don't care. The Bible says that the hearts of many are going to wax cold. So we see some things now. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. But can I tell you something this morning? There's a way that you don't have to worry about none of that. Amen. And I'm going to offer you that opportunity today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can come to know Him today. You can come and get to know Him today. Oh, come unto Jesus while you have time. Oh, come unto Jesus. Oh, make up your mind, He will make brand new. Oh, He will take care of you. Why don't you come to Jesus? While you have time.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Ron
Bell takes you further.
You were born
to the word
in a manger.
Saints, I want to reiterate the fact that I just spoke. And we can't walk like the world. We don't fight like the world. And we don't do the works of the kingdom by walking, talking, and acting like the world. We live in a world where there's evil spirits. And the sooner we realize this, the better we can fight. You know, this is a spirit world. And as we walk in the flesh, we have to realize that this world is ruled by spirits. And a lot of people don't understand the spirit world. They don't understand that this world is spirit. It's spiritual in a way. And we see when Paul tells us that we can't walk in the flesh and we can't battle the enemy, you know, with knives and bullets and guns, you know, the battle that we fight is a spiritual one. And it can only be fought with supernatural weapons. We know when we speak of anything of God and His kingdom, we're dealing with spirits, because God Himself is a spirit. We also know that everything has a spirit. The devils, demons, Satan, they are spirits. And they are evil spirits. They're just not spirits, but they're evil spirits. And we have to understand, you know, that this is what we're fighting. We're fighting against evil spirits. So in this lesson, we will talk about, number one, we'll talk about walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. We're going to be talking about our war is against evil spirits. And we're going to be talking about, we're going to look at some of these evil spirits. We're going to talk about them, and we're going to be looking at some of these evil spirits that we must wage war against. We're going to look at some of these spirits right now, and we're looking at the spirit of vexation. And I don't know, but not too many people. I remember when I was growing up, and they used to say you was vexed. People would say that, well, I'm just vexed. I'm vexed by the devil, and I'm vexed by certain people. And I just would wonder, well, what are they talking about? I'm vexed. But we know that we have a perfect opportunity every day of our lives to be vexed by people or something during the course of the day. We have that opportunity. We have our opportunity to sin and to do evil and to be consumed by these demons and devils. We need to make a practice every day to identify what it is that's attacking us, and find out in the Word of God, you know, how we can get it away. We can only get this stuff away through spiritual means, because we know that the word of God is power, and Satan is already defeated. This is what we have to know, saints. In order to get rid of vexation, the spirit of vexation, because it is a spirit, we're going to have to use the power of the Word of God. And vexation means being vexed, irritation, annoyance. You know, what can cause us to be vexed? We know it's many things during the course of a day that could cause us to be vexed. You know, a rebellious child, you know, that's contrary, disobedient, hard-headed, you know, following the ways of the world, a lying spirit, cheating, stealing. All these things can bring you to your knees when your children are doing these type of things. So a rebellious child is one of those things that can cause vexation. You know, I'm just talking about common everyday things that we face every day of our life. What about rush hour traffic? You know, being cut off in traffic. People riding on the back of your bumper, you know. You're cut off from the next turn. Somebody's riding on the side of you and jumping in front of you, and they're turning in the same place that you're turning. That's one that always gets me when they do that type of thing. You know, when you see people texting down the highways, you know, on their phone doing text messages, and they half looking and half not looking, almost to run into you. You know, when you see people acting like phone operators on the telephone, you know, riding on the highways, and you see people that's like they in a beauty contest putting makeup on at the stoplights, and they don't even see the lights and change. You got to blow your horn to get them to move. These are some of the things that can cause you to be vexed. And I'm telling you, vexation means irritation and annoyance. These things can annoy you to the last. People say you're getting on my last nerves. Well, they can annoy you to where you think that they're getting on your last nerves. And we have somebody that cuts you off in traffic, and they shoot this extended finger at you, you know, and you want to respond in kind to just shoot that finger right back, but you can't do that because this is evil spirits. All these things are evil spirits operating in people. See, I'm not talking about operating in animals and stuff. This is people that evil spirits will come through and work through. Satan don't work through animals and stuff. He works through people, because he get great results when he works through people. And this is just a few things Satan will unloose on you. This is a spirit that's sent by the devil, and it's sent to break you down, you know, to wear you down, to cause complete disruption in your life. So what happens when you're distracted? You stop reading your Bible a lot. You stop doing that a lot. You know, every time you look up, you're so distracted. You get the Bible out, then you put it back because you're too distracted to read. You stop praying. You get on your knees and you find yourself thinking about what just happened, or what happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago. Satan got you already tripping out, you know. You talk about your problems, you know. You do more talking about them instead of praying about them. You talk about them. Every time you get on the phone, you're talking about these problems. Well, that's not what God told us to do. He tells us to bring everything to Him in prayer and let your requests be known unto Him with prayer and supplications. That's how we're to deal with our problems. You know, all Satan wants to do is to cause us to stop or block our relationship with God. That's his whole intention. You know, it says that his whole job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, these are spiritual things that we're not aware of. They're spirits that's in these things, and we're not aware of them. We don't know that they're spirits. And these spirits are evil, you know, and they are meant to steal, to steal your joy, to steal your peace, to steal your comfort, you know, and your place in the Spirit of God. That's what they come to steal. They come to steal your place in God. And all these things are spirits. We have the spirit of defeat, you know. The church live in a defeated position, a broken position. God wants this church to walk on a different plane. He wants us to crush the heads of the enemy. That's our position. That's how we're supposed to walk. We're to walk on serpents and crush the head of the enemy. You know, this is what we're supposed to do. And in every situation that we find ourselves in, we're to walk on top of that devil and that demon and put him out, cast him out. That's what we're supposed to do. We have victory over all the power and the works of the devil. And we find that in Luke 10 and 19. We have victory over all the power of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Saints of God, it is Satan and his cohorts of evil that's defeated. We are not defeated. You know, we have been given power through Jesus. And we find that in Colossians 2, 13 through 15. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together. This is what Christ did, was quickened together with him, having forgiven us all trespasses. See, he forgave us of all our sins, and he blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, you know, nailing it to his cross. And we find all of these things that Jesus took away from us. A lot of these curses is found in Deuteronomy 28. All those curses are found there. But we see that Jesus took them out and nailed them to his cross. And having spoiled principality and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Saints, we have been completely empowered and vindicated by Jesus Christ. He was anointed to deliver us, to restore us, and to present us faultless before his Father, God. God, Jesus have done so much for us. We need to take it upon ourselves to do the things that he called us to do. And just go back and read those scriptures of where Jesus nailed all of our sins and all of our sicknesses and diseases. He nailed it to the cross. And he took it upon himself so that we wouldn't have to. We need to know that demons and devils and evil spirits, you know, they're real. Satan is an evil spirit. And everything we see coming in our lives is sent by Satan. And all